finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I was caught off guard on this.
As you almost certainly always are.
Yep. So,
how could you be prepared for something that happens weekly?
Can you just tell me off the top of your head how you're feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Again?
Yeah.
No way.
Am I going to that one too much?
Hold on. I'm feeling like an AI update. An AI update. Okay. Yeah. That's so weird. I felt like that too. All day.
Good or an AI update?
An AI update.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. Can't describe it other than those words exactly.
Okay, let's go with this one. I would say this borders on feel good. I don't know. Actually, that may be bold of me to say. This is coming from AP News. And as any good person who talks for fun, I was going to say journalist, but I'm certainly not a journalist.
We read the journals.
I actually have never heard of AP News before. I'm sure they're good.
Yeah, they are. That's the Associated Press, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, good. Okay. And this one's from their oddities department. Never saw that before. And the title is No Sweat. Humanoid robots run a Chinese half marathon alongside flesh and blood competitors. And I do like how they distinguished between humanoid robot and flesh and blood competitor.
Yeah. I mean, they could have said human, which makes me think it wasn't just a human marathon.
It's true. It could have been like animals too, if they want to say it that way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, apparently nobody wrote this. It's updated April 19, 2025.
Is there a chance that the robot wrote this?
I was literally thinking it
both an athlete been. And a scholar?
Yep, one would be led to believe that. Okay, Beijing. In one small step for robot kind. Thousands of them, really. Humanoid robots ran alongside actual humans in a half marathon in the Chinese capital on Saturday. The bipedal robots of various makes and sizes navigated the 21.1 kilometer course supported by teams of human navigators, operators, and engineers. And what event organizers say was a first. As a precaution, a divider separated the parallel courses used by the robots and people. Sorry, I gotta scroll a lot here. While flesh and blood participants followed conventional rules, the 20 teams fielding machines in the humanoid robot half marathon competed under tailored guidelines, which included battery swap pit stops. The Sky Project Ultra robot, also known as Tian Kung Ultra from the Tian Kung team, claimed victory among the non-humans, crossing the finish line in 2 hours, 40 minutes, and 42 seconds.
That's well faster than I could do it.
Is it?
Well faster.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I was just waiting to hear when the human crossed the finish line.
Oh, they would have been before that, but that's still, like, that's a good pace.
Okay. Awards were also given out for best endurance, best gait design, and most innovative form. While I finish this off, I'm just going to send you a link to the article because they actually have pictures of these robots running. Here, take a look. And they're dressed and they're wearing runners.
I like it. They really emphasize that it's a humanoid robot. Like they really made it a human.
Hold on. If you actually look at that and you scroll all the way down, there's one that's definitely not a human robot. I think it might be a human, a robot. Oh,
there's one they even put dog. A face on.
I'm not even sure what to call that. There's one.
Oh, and
on
they gave him a robot medal. That's so nice of them.
There's a kid one too. There are so many pictures here.
Oh, I'm yeah, not there back are dogs.
Oh, one fell. That's sad. One's wearing boxing
mitts. They even made it tethered like toddlers, that child one.
One's breakdancing, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Okay, you guys, I'd love to continue reading, but I think that was the end of the article. And the rest was just me scrolling down through pictures, hoping there was more article. But that was it. It didn't seem to...
I do like that...
I was expecting more information.
That toddler robot, it has... Yep. It has descriptions of all the pictures. I just want to read these to you. A robot takes part in what is billed as the world's first robot half marathon during the humanoid robot half marathon held in Beijing. Oh, this happened in April. Okay, that's right. That's when the article's from. A robot loses control at the start. The crew of the robot reacts as the robot loses control at the start.
That's definitely a toddler robot. I knew exactly what one you were talking about.
A robot from Droid Up walks. Yeah. Walks to the award ceremony after winning the second runner-up position.
Oh.
Child reacts to a wheel robot.
He's not boxing, in fact.
He might be trying to go steal first.
It's true. He might be. Doesn't say what place he
went. Oh, so that robot's not breakdancing. It's doing a backflip. It's demonstrating its backflip.
Oh, here's a child reacting to a wheeled robot after the humanoid robot half marathon held in Beijing on Saturday.
That raises a lot of questions for me. Were wheeled competitors allowed?
Doesn't seem like it, just from looking at it. That would seem unfair, but there's one. There are more pictures in this than words.
Yeah.
I wonder what he did with that medal that he won.
Yeah, I wonder if the designers took it away from him.
Would you run in a race like this?
I don't actually think people were allowed to run in this race.
Hold on.
Because it's called the Humanoid Robot Half Marathon.
Oh, I completely misunderstood it. Hold on. No, it said at one point... No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, I definitely misunderstood.
And you are right, because the headline says alongside flesh and blood competitors, but I don't think there were any.
A flesh and blood participants followed conventional rules. The 20 teams fielding. Yeah, there was. There's just no pictures of them, I think.
Yeah, everybody's seen a person race.
And
people have seen, like, tech people race behind their robot trying to make sure it doesn't fall down for 21 kilometers.
And there's different sorts of robots. I think that, like, this was because the second picture, this one has fingers and like a helmet, and
yeah,
the first
one
guy
is,
just has balls for hands.
He does, who's the winner, and then there's the one with like the mannequin face, and then there's also the dogs, but it's a humanoid.
What the hell
race,
was that?
So I don't even know if they're part of it.
And it's lots of dogs. There's like
Chelsea, they're doing a performance. Four-legged robots performed before the award ceremony.
What a weird thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
We're living in the future. This one's giving a high five to a kid.
Which one okayed the idea of designing a toddler robot to win the race? Like, a toddler robot's just not going to win.
No, it's clumsy as fuck.
Obviously. Oh man, and sorry, like a toddler. One more thing I have to point out. And the toddler photo, the third one where it's just flat down.
Yeah, flat down.
What's going on with the programmer or the guy behind
him? His tongue's out.
Yeah, like fully out.
I was just looking at that. Do you think he's mocking him? Like,
maybe.
You stupid toddler robot.
Like you would do with a toddler losing a marathon.
Oh, and someone's like waving a flag right over him too.
Anyhow, that's probably enough out of this one. Would you consider this AI? I don't think it's AI, but it is robots, and they're going to be intertwined.
Okay, are you calling into
shortly.
Question?
No. I'm just trying to figure out, are you saying that the AI is going to take over these robots and be super?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. That's what I'm saying.
And running a slightly above average half marathon pace.
Yeah, it's a prophecy.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Very exciting.
Well, I guess you guys got 48 hours to think about that prophecy. And actually, now that I think about it, the robot doing a bat flip, I think, is the toddler robot because it's got the handles on the back. You can see it in the shadow.
Oh, man. That's just calling for all sorts of disaster.
Anyhow, yeah, don't think about this too much. It's got a lot of weird implications. Anyhow, bye.
It does. Bye.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.